Water pollution doesn't just come from industrial pipes. It can also come from your prescription drugs or antibacterial soap. As part of our series on the 40th anniversary of the Clean Water Act, Cassandra Profitup reports on the everyday pollutants that are emerging in waterways across the Northwest.
Dave Sohm lives on a cul-de-sac in Oregon City. His house is immaculate. Every tool in the garage has its own hook. The countertops in the kitchen are gleaming. But in his house, as with most houses, toxic chemicals are hiding in plain sight. And he wants to know where.
I'm curious about what things there are and I don't know what impacts I might be having that I'm not even aware of.
Jen Coleman is at Sohm's house to help. She works on reducing toxics for the Oregon Environmental Council.
I would say maybe the place to start is the bathroom.
Armed with a list of chemicals that have toxic effects on people and the environment, Coleman digs through cabinets, checks ingredient lists, and compares them with contaminants that have been found in local waterways. First on her list is a chemical called triclosan. It's found in antibacterial soaps, toothpaste, and deodorant, and it can be toxic to fish.
What I'm looking for first is the ingredients you might find on the things that you put on your skin or on your hair, and then rinse off in the shower or in the bathroom.
The water that goes down the drains and toilets in Sohm's house is funneled into a wastewater treatment plant. The plant removes pollutants and sends treated water into the Willamette River. But scientists are increasingly finding evidence that everyday chemicals, pharmaceuticals, and human hormones pass right through the treatment plants and into waterways across the country.
What goes down your drain really does go somewhere.
That's Jennifer Morais. She's a hydrologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. She tested the water coming out of 9 wastewater treatment plants in the Northwest and found traces of dozens of different chemicals from household products.
A lot of people may think, oh, it goes to the treatment plant, so it's taken care of. But there's only so much we can take care of.
One Portland treatment plant was sending the equivalent of 400 Benadryl pills into the Columbia River every day.
Pharmaceuticals are designed to have a biological effect in your body. That's why you take them. And so it's not hard to imagine that when they're excreted from your body and make their way into the ecosystem, that they might still have that biological effect on the fish that live in the ecosystem, the bugs, the birds that eat the fish.
Treatment plants don't remove these chemicals, partly because it would be really expensive, but also because they don't have to. These new pollutants aren't regulated under the Clean Water Act, though some of them have toxic properties that threaten both human health and fish and wildlife. And no one knows what happens when they're all mixed together. As for what is regulated, there are 126 toxic chemicals in the Clean Water Act priority pollutant list, but not a single pollutant has been added to that list since 1977. So there are no legal limits for most of the household chemicals that are showing up in the water today. Most of them haven't been studied enough to know how much is too much to put in a waterway. In her walkthrough of Sohm's house, Coleman didn't find any triclosan, but she did find lots of shampoos and soaps with fragrances in them. The fragrances likely contain phthalates that interfere with hormones in the body.
And then maybe into the kitchen.
Okay.
In Sohm's kitchen, Coleman found a likely source of perfluorinated compounds that are toxic to wildlife. They're also known as Teflons, and they can be found in nonstick cookware.
So then my pan that I always cook breakfast in.
So the pan that you always cook breakfast in, again, does have that nonstick coating. And I think that if you take a look in the light, you can see it's in pretty good shape. There's a few little scratches here. Mm-hmm. And the thing about overheating a pan is that it's so easy to do if you're just not paying attention. Yeah, and that's the point at which you just want to start looking for a new one.
Household chemicals that aren't removed in the wastewater treatment plant can actually show up in drinking water downstream. A study of 48 drinking water sources in Oregon found a long list of contaminants, including bug spray, cholesterol, hormones, and herbicides. Again, at very low levels. And when they say they're finding these contaminants at very low levels, they mean very low levels. Most are being detected in parts per trillion. That's the equivalent of one drop in 20 Olympic-sized swimming pools. At that level, experts say it's really hard to determine the toxic threats to humans or the environment, and it may be easier to eliminate the source of the pollution than to develop a regulation to deal with it under the Clean Water Act.
The original act, you know, there were rivers on fire, and it was focused on cleaning up rivers.
That's Mary Lou Socha, the Columbia River Coordinator for the Environmental Protection Agency. She says it would take an act of Congress to add these new pollutants to the list of what's regulated under the Clean Water Act. Instead, her agency is working with industry and consumers to reduce and replace toxic chemicals in everyday products.
And we've sort of evolved now where we recognize the most important thing we need to do is prevent pollution at its source.
Robert Adler is an environmental law professor at the University of Utah. He says the EPA is actually required to regulate all pollutants under the Clean Water Act, even the ones that aren't on the priority pollutant list. But he says the agency has been slow to act on that part of the law.
The statute was very ambitious, very aspirational, and sought to completely eliminate discharges of pollutants, which has proven to be extremely difficult. We got a lot of the nastiest pollutants out of the nastiest dischargers, and it's just a lot harder to make progress once you've eaten that low-lying fruit, as it were.
Adler agrees that keeping toxics out of products in the first place is a viable solution, too. Back in Oregon City, Soam asks about the cleaner he uses to wash his car.
We have a moss issue on the roof, and I don't know what's the right way to deal with that, because there are a lot of things like this recommended, you know, let's spray bleach on it, you know, and then it goes down into the storm sewer.
The home tour revealed hiding places for flame retardants in electronics and furniture, and pesticides in the wasp and hornet killer in his garden shed. And in the end, Soam agreed to try brushing the moss off his roof with a broom instead of spraying a chemical to remove it. I'm Cassandra Profita reporting.
You can find more about prescription drugs entering Northwest waters on our website at nwpr.org. And tomorrow, hear how unregulated toxins may be affecting fish in the Northwest.